Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
What does our nation's debt picture look like? If you're not sure how much money our country owes and how that could impact individual taxpayers like you, stay tuned because we're going to be talking about that today on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Of course, Eric and his team are located right here in Silicon Valley. Eric and his team have been helping people like you have remarkable retirements for 30 years now. 800-454-1184. That's the number to call. Put that number in your phone. It's a complimentary appointment, 800-454-1184. Get Eric's toolbox. That includes Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, plus other educational materials. Now, use the same phone number, 800-454-1184. Text the word toolbox for that. Just that simple. Also, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Yeah. Hey, Luann. That's good to be here talking about how much the government owes. No, I mean, of course, we all don't like to have bills. We don't like to owe a bunch of money, but collectively, yeah, we all do actually in the form of the government. So yeah, what can you do? How does that affect you? And you know, again, it always goes back to what action, what things should I be doing today to, you know, protect myself from these issues? So there's a lot of always negative news and other, you know, junk out there. But to me, it's always more about, okay, how can I do anything about it? How can I solve this? What can I do to help it out? And that's I think, going to be the focus for today.
Yeah. What's my part in all of this? In fact, what's funny is Congress actually takes it upon themselves to spend our money however they feel. And then we're the ones that have to, you know, pay the price. In the 1980s, our debt was around $907 billion, which back then we were like, oh my gosh. But now it's ballooned to well over $34 trillion, growing every day, Eric.
Well, so I started using this in our live events, the US debt clock, you know, .com. And then I started using it in October of 2017. And so this was when, you know, Trump was taking office and it was $17 trillion. So the interesting thing to me is the fact that now it's 34. We've literally doubled, you know, just in that short 6.5 year time frame. You know, literally we doubled how much we owe and we're not on track to pay anything back. And, you know, the other thing too that happens is there's all this stuff that's legislated that you have to spend money on. And so the part that, you know, like obviously the interest on the debt's one of the things you got to pay back, right? Mm-hmm. Just like we all do. And so there's very tiny amount of money that the Congress can actually do any changes to and to actually fix any of these things. So the other side of the ledger is if you can't spend less, well, what's the only other way to get out of debt? Make more money,
make
right?
Make more. How are we going to? Wait. Are you talking about printing more money?
Not printing more money. Okay. No. Actually earning more money. Yeah, okay. And so the only way that the government can do that is taxes, right?
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I see where you're going with that. So, all right. So because we owe so much individually, if you think about it, you know, there's some big number out there. Each registered voter owes like $250,000 a piece or something like that to help pay for our national debt if we actually would break it down that way. How are you talking to people about our nation's debt and how that's going to impact them?
Yeah, well, like you said, yeah, the debt, I just pulled it up here. So the debt right now is $266,500 per taxpayer. But if you want to do per citizen, meaning, you know, kids and people don't make enough to file taxes, $102,000. So if we all just chip in $100,000, we're all good. But I don't think we all have that just to chip into the government. No. So, or nor would we want to. So yeah, the biggest risk I see out there is people just constantly funding 401ks, IRAs, other things that are going to be delayed taxes. One of the things that I like to do in talks, and maybe we can just do it here with you, Luann. So If I wanted to give you a loan, would you go ahead and take it?
Maybe. I don't need it.
Why not? But you don't want the free money?
Okay, I'll take it. Give me some free money.
And you're not going to ask any questions.
Oh. But you give me a loan, then what are you going to charge me then in interest?
Oh, okay. Any other questions?
When am I going to have to pay it back?
Right. Yeah. So usually when you get a loan, you want to know, you know, what's the interest rate and, you know, when do I have to pay it back? Right.
Okay.
And if it's 100% interest and you have to pay it back in 50 years, well, I'm going to make a lot of money. Right. And, you know, so, but ironically, that's what people are doing with their 401ks and IRAs is they're literally saying, yeah, I'll take that loan. I don't want to have to pay my tax today. So I'm going to throw it in a retirement account and make it look like I have more money. And so you put $30,000 in your retirement account, but is probably about $8,000, maybe $6,000 of that isn't your money. It's the government's money.
Yeah.
Today.
Right.
But what percentage will it be when we take it back out? Nobody knows, right?
Right.
So you don't know what the interest rate's going to be. Now, we do know when you have to start paying it back, and that's age 73 if you're born before 1960, or age 75 if you're after 1960, because that's when you have to start, you know, taking that money back out of your IRA and paying the tax on that. So, yeah, I think that's one of the things that people are not thinking about. They're thinking today, like, yeah, I saved some money on taxes. I'll be in this lower bracket. Will you? Mm-hmm. You have less write-offs. And if the government has to raise rates to calm down this huge debt and problem that we have, mm-hmm. well, you know, what's going to happen then? So, you know, again, it takes planning, it takes knowledge. And so one of the things we've created here at Heckman Financial is this great toolbox, this digital toolbox where we've got a couple of quick reads that you can do. You know, things like, am I paying too much money in taxes and retirement? You know, will my money last? When should I take my Social Security? All those fun things that you got to know and you got to spend a little bit of time on. Again, these are super fast reads. So all you have to do if you want to get access to that is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox to 800-454-1184 or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking today about the scope of our nation's debt. And, you know, we're also in the middle of another national debate about a government shutdown, federal shutdown, becoming a possibility. So it happens a lot. How do the markets react to news like this?
Well, it's usually always a short-term thing, but it is definitely a distraction. And, you know, historically, it's dropped about 2%, and then it comes back up. And, you know, after a year or two, you don't even notice it or remember it pretty much. But, and the sad part is it's just dumb, right? It's not
right.
A real thing. It's not a real crisis. It's just basically saying, oh, we've maxed our credit card, so we have to raise the credit limit. And we all know we're going to raise the limit, but we're just going to fight about it and hurt as many people as we can along the way. And yeah. And not really care. So unfortunately, that's how our government's run. And, you know, until people start voting more people out or more better people start running.
Right, you know, we're
stuck with that kind of situation.
So obviously what you always talk about is, you know, we need to create a written retirement income plan, right? That can save us from, you know, concerns about our money and the government and anything that wreaks havoc on our economy.
Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, it's all about planning, right? And you know, I was a scout. My sons are scouts, and my youngest finally made it to Eagle. But you know, their motto is be prepared, right? And so you got to be prepared for all those different things that might come at us. And you know, having some money that's foundational, that's guaranteed, that you can access in downtimes, having some steady income money, but also just having an income plan, having a tax plan. I mean, you know, if you're not taking action, if you're not looking at Roth conversions, if your advisors are not talking to you about that or doing an analysis, it's really bad. And you're missing out on a lot of great tax-free income. So, you know, now's the time to do that. Now's the time to get a little bit more information. So, you know, again, if you want to set a time to talk, all you have to do is text the word visit and we can have a quick phone call, 15 to 30 minute phone call with me, answer any questions you got, and we can go from there. But again, take that time to take care of yourself. So the easiest way to do that is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Erica.com.
We'll be right back with more from Eric on Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. Now, does the thought of outliving your savings keep you up at night? If so, I don't know if this will help you, but you're not alone. A lot of people are that way. The fear of outliving retirement savings is a huge concern for so many retirees in our country. So we're going to share some ways to help address some of the biggest money concerns in retirement. So, Eric, why don't you give us maybe some of the biggest concerns that your clients have about retirement?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, obviously, my process is named Worry Less Wealth, and so that's why we're trying to let people sleep without having to take a bunch of Ambien or something like that, right? But yeah, so with there was a article on Money Talk News about, you know, a survey that they'd done, I guess, of, you know, the top concerns and healthcare, inflation, you know, remaining independent, being prepared for emergencies, and you know, how much Social Security, running out of money, of course, is always one of the top ones, and needing to, you know, the good old sandwich generation, right? Needing to support other family members too. You know, those are some of the biggest ones that people have. I mean, I think always, you know, am I going to be okay? Is my money going to last? Is always number one. You know, really, and then healthcare is usually another big one because, yeah, if all of a sudden, you know, especially if you're married, one of the two of you have a $10,000 to $15,000 a month, you know, medical bill for being taken care of, and that goes for 2, 3, 4 years, that's a lot of money that just got eaten up, and that other healthier spouse may be around for 20 years in retirement. Mm. So those are definitely some huge concerns, and that's where planning comes in, right? I mean, that's why we do the planning, is to try to figure out some of these issues.
So yeah, outliving our savings is on that list. And I think a lot of it is because of, you know, what we're experiencing right now, inflation, and then the high cost of healthcare. So the question is, like you said, you know, I want to make sure that I've saved enough that I won't run out of money. How do you help someone understand that? And as you look at what they've done?
Yeah, really the only way to do that is to look at an income plan and look at how your money's going to last, right? So first of all, what's kind of your fixed money coming in? So if you're lucky enough to have a pension, yay. but most of us are not. So if you don't have that pension, then what, right? It's Social Security pretty much for most of us, and that's about it. So does it make sense to take some money and put it into some sort of guaranteed product that's going to pay you for the rest of your life? Lots of times that does really make sense, you know, and then also just how do you take that money out of those various accounts, you know, out of your 401k, out of your IRA, right? You've got all these different buckets of money to take money out of. How much tax you pay and when you pay that tax is going to have a big effect on the rate of return on those. You know, lots of times even more than you actually made on those accounts is the tax is going to, you know, make a bigger difference. So having a strategy of when to take that money and when to take it out, that can be a, you know, a huge, huge change. So the only way I've ever been able to figure out in the last 30 years of business is really just having that income plan. And we run that money out with taxes, with inflation. Obviously, we have to figure out how much are you going to be spending, which is a little hard to do sometimes. But we can help you with that. You know, we can figure out that no BS budget, as I like to call it, which is the, you know, you take your last 12 months bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. And, you know, then that's how much money you spent. And that's the real number. It's, you know, yep, you can't lie about it. And once you have that number, then, yeah, we could also say, okay, well, are you accounting for medical costs? You know, because most people are paying for their health insurance out of their checking account. A lot of times it's out of their paycheck. And so, you know, add those in, add in some fun, right? Because you're going to have 7 days of weekend versus two. So, yeah. You know, once you have all that data in there, yeah, then we can run those numbers out. We can see, does this make sense? Is it going to last? What steps do I need to have? What changes should I make? You know, which buckets of money should I be funding more and less to in terms of tax-free or, you know, tax-deferred like 401ks? And then, you know, really then that'll tell us, does that make sense? Will that last, or should you work a little bit longer, or, you know, win the lottery? No, just kidding. that's really the process that people need to do. And one of the things that we've set up for people is a digital toolbox. And this digital toolbox has, you know, some really great resources in there, like, will my money last as long as I do? Right?
That, right there, yeah.
Just what we're saying. Social Security timing decisions, you know, when should you take it? It actually has a digital copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. So that's all free, just some great information to get, quick reads, all of it. So, you know, I find being educated is really the first step. And then you can kind of reach out and get more information. So, yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So you know what was missing on that list from Money Talk that you just shared a couple moments ago? It was about taxes, okay, and understanding our tax liabilities, what you were actually just talking about. So is there anything else we need to know about the impact that taxes could actually have on our retirement savings?
Yeah, well, I think one of my focuses has been always is taxes, because I always think it's crazy that, you know, the financial advisor says, oh, we don't give tax advice. And then the tax person says, we don't give financial advice. And they both point to each other and say, okay, here you go, get help.
Yeah.
All right. So from neither one of you. And so, you know, that's one of the problems. So if your financial advisor is not talking to you about taxes, it might be time to start looking around, because I'm licensed to do taxes mainly for that education, to be able to give people the correct advice. And it's a huge, huge factor. If taxes go up 5%, that's not 5% of just, you know, your interest or something. No, it's 5% of your balances, right? Mm-hmm. Of those accounts. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge amount of money that all of a sudden just changed. And so lots of times people also ask the wrong question. They'll often ask their tax person, how do I lower my taxes today, this year? Mm-hmm. Well, what if that makes you pay more taxes over your lifetime? Oh. Well, that wasn't the right way to go, right?
No.
And so one of the things you want to do is look at, okay, how do I lower my taxes over my lifetime taxes, not just 1 year? And that's really our focus, because of depending on which bucket of money you take. Lots of times people don't take money from their IRAs until they almost have to when they first retire. Well, you might be in a low bracket right then. Why don't you take out as much as you can to use up that low bracket? You don't want to jump from all of a sudden 12% to 22% and pay almost 50% more in tax just because you waited to take this more taxable money. So, you know, again, if you don't have that tax planning aspect of your retirement plan nailed down, it's going to cost you more than, you know, trying to make a few percent more. Yeah, it's you're gonna make way more by having taxes than you would, dollar for dollar, the time you spend on tax planning is gonna out earn the amount of time you spend on investment planning.
Yeah. So, all right, how do you help people learn then? We've got existing opportunities right now to save on taxes. Kind of walk us through that.
Yeah. So, I mean, lots of times, simple stuff. Do you have a Roth 401k option? Mm-hmm. A Roth 401k has been around since 2008, so it's not new anymore.
That's
so
true.
most companies now, I'd say probably in the, hopefully in the upper 95 percentile range, have that Roth 401k option. You know, the drawback is you don't get the write-off today, but the benefit is that money grows tax-free for the rest of your lifetime. Well, especially for my sons that are in their, teens and 20s. I mean, my gosh, if they can have that money grow tax-free for 40, 50 years, that's a huge amount of money. Mm-hmm. Even if you only have 5 or 10 or 15 years left to retire, that's still a bunch of money, still a bunch of growth, right? Yeah. And so that's one simple way. Other things of just, again, like I said, if you are getting into that retirement withdrawal phase when you're starting to take that out, knowing which buckets to take is a huge difference. That's one thing. And then year to year, there's always going to be some stuff, right? If you have a big tax bill because you're selling a piece of property or you realize a bunch of gains in your company stock or something like that, yeah, you definitely want to reach out and get some more tax advice. There's a lot of great different tools that we can use to lower that 1 year hit. But a lot of times people don't know that, or they try to figure it out in April. Well, a lot of that stuff, you have to do in that same calendar year. It won't work if you wait till the next year. So, you know, again, it's really critical to know taxes. There's five areas you have to have a plan for. First and foremost, of course, is having that income plan, that written income plan, to make sure you have that money to last for the rest of your life. Then where should your investments be to create that income? And then how does the taxes affect all of that? And so those three are super interrelated. Obviously, there's healthcare issues along the way and legacy issues. And so that's why we created the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth to take care of those five areas. Again, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, download all of our free materials in our digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox and you'll get the link for the digital toolbox at 800-454-1184 or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So we're so happy to have you along with us today. We're talking about money challenges in retirement. And one of the things that's likely to weigh heavily on your mind, if you're concerned about your retirement, obviously, is the cost of health care. And it is no wonder that it's a big concern. Fidelity keeps telling us that the average 65-year-old couple can expect to spend now up to $315,000, this is after taxes, on healthcare in retirement, and it does not include long-term care. So let's go over some strategies that you recommend to people to help cover the high cost of healthcare in retirement, Eric.
Well, first of all, it's just making sure you have a plan, right? So just make sure you have a spending plan and an income plan. So right now, when you're looking at your budget, probably a lot of these healthcare costs are offset with stuff from work. You might have a health savings account or flexible spending account. So, you know, you might be pre-funding some of these things, but that goes away, you know, in retirement, right? So you still do need to have that accounted for. So say $500,000, whatever you know, depends on your health, obviously. You do want to have some line item in there in your budgeting to see how much, you know, you're going to need for that. Obviously, it does ramp up as you get older and things change, you know, and so just having it as part of the plan, I think is a big critical one. Obviously, there's also two types of things, right? There's just healthcare expenses, which that Fidelity number was talking about, mm-hmm. which is co-pays, prescription, you know, all that stuff,
yeah.
dental bills. I mean, man, I had a client that, she always made me laugh. She was always kind of had a dry sense of humor, but she's like, look at this. And she opens her mouth and points to her teeth and says, that's $28,000 in there. Like, when I pass away, these better be on display. unfortunately she did pass away, cool. But I don't know if they did really put pointers.
You're smiling.
But it is, you know, dental is one of the things that's, it gets really expensive, yeah. Actually in retirement, because there isn't good dental insurance there. So yeah, you want to have it accounted for. I think that's kind of the biggest thing. But again, that's not long-term care costs. That's just normal medical costs.
I know. So my neighbor was just telling me, you know, about her dental issues. She says, I don't have dental insurance. And obviously you just said Medicare does not cover that. So tell us what kinds of things Medicare does cover. And then how do we account for, you know, covering the rest of the expenses?
most people are going to have a supplement. So that's kind of a change. Normally you have one insurance, right? And in retirement, you have Medicare that gives you some basic stuff. And then you have a supplement on top of that. Now, some of those will have sometimes some benefits for dental or other things, but for the most part, they don't give you much of any other benefits. For dental and vision, some minor ones, but they do cover a lot of the normal typical stuff. But there's still always the copays or deductibles, just like you have today. The nice thing is once you hit 65, Medicare isn't, and the supplement isn't that expensive. For most people, it's 300, 400 ish, a month. Huh. Pre 65, oh my gosh, it could be 800 to 1,000 a month.
Right.
So yeah, if you're trying to retire age, say 60 or something like that, you definitely have to really watch out, your expenses there. But, but one thing, of course, Medicare does not ever cover is long-term care costs.
Okay. Very good. So, a lot of people, I don't know, they just procrastinate maybe, but they kind of act like they're just assuming they're going to stay healthy even in their later years. So what's the problem with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, once their health thing hits, it usually gets pretty bad pretty quick lots of times, right? And you can't just assume you'll always be healthy, or if you're somebody who's healthy now, you'll always be working out and you'll be fine. Well, sometimes some weird stuff just happens, right?
And right.
It could be a stroke, could be, whatever. And, it could be disease. My dad has Parkinson's and stuff. Yeah. And, that's one of those slow diseases that takes away a lot of that health from you. Right.
Right.
So, you never know what's going to happen. Right. And so you do want to have a plan for it. You do want to make sure that it's at least accounted for, not just the monthly costs, but also, the long-term care costs and that's both of those need to be part of a plan. And one of the things that we've actually set up here at Heckman Financial is, and for any of our listeners, is a great toolbox where they've got lots of great downloads. Most of these are 15 to 20 page things, real quick reads, about will my money last as long as I do, Social Security Dilemma, the entire copy of my book, Worryless Wealth. So these are things that, you can go get educated, find out about these things. Because the first thing is knowing what you don't know. And then the second thing is figuring out which,
doing something
about it, right? Learning about it. So, so definitely download that, all that data. It's great stuff. All you have to do is text to us and then you'll get a link and then you just click on the link and you can download it really, really quickly. So super simple. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is trying to help you create wealth in your retirement. And all these things we talk about, are topics that retirees are concerned with. And that's why we bring them to the airwaves. So right now we're talking about many challenges in retirement. And we thank you so much for joining us. Let's go ahead and talk about preparing for long-term care in retirement and who all needs to be thinking about long-term care strategies, even though we don't want to.
Exactly. Sadly, this is probably one of the most neglected areas on the advisor side and the client side both. Nobody really wants to talk about it. It's no fun, right? Nobody wants to be there. But the reality is now Department of Health and Human Services says it's over 70%. I mean, when I started the business, it was around 50% odds that somebody would need long-term care.
Man.
Now it's up to 70. So 70 is not like a little bit of an odds. That's pretty high odds, right? And especially if you're a married couple, then your odds are, pretty much guaranteed that one of you will need some sort of care. And that care easily, 8 to 12,000 a month and going up from there and won't be going down anytime soon. I don't think AI or is going to really lower that cost until they have robots that can take care of us or something, I guess, right? But, and so my biggest fear for clients really is always the situation if you're married and one spouse has an issue early on and ends up being there for 2, 3, 4 years and they've gone through maybe $300,000 to $500,000 of assets, that does not leave as much money now for that other spouse. And of course, once they pass away, they lose one Social Security check. So there's less income. They're in a higher tax bracket because now they're single and they have less money. Well, none of that's all, you know, adds up to a good situation. So having some sort of strategy, the traditional long-term care is not very good because I've had clients 100% rate increases. I had one that was 267% increase over 3 years.
What? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And these are people, of course, in their 70s and 80s getting these letters where they need it the most because they thought they were smart and bought it in their 50s or 60s. And now they've, you know, the claims have come through and everybody's raising the rates. That's the hard part about that. And so one of the great things is there's some great products out there now where you can, you know, just dump money in and have it one and done kind of situation where like there's some annuity that, you know, you can put in $100,000 and it'll give you $300 for long-term care if you need it. Mm. If not, you just withdraw the money that it made. So there are some better options. There's some that are tied to life insurance that, you know, where they guarantee the premium, but they're really technically really long-term care, but classified as long-term life insurance. So that way you don't have to worry about those rate increases. Lots of great options, but again, you got to get the data, you got to get that information. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, it is critical. It is a huge cost and it's likely, unfortunately, going to happen to all of us. It's happened to my dad. Didn't happen to my mom because she died too suddenly, but
yeah,
you know, it is going to be a likely source for a lot of us to have some action taken. So, you know, again, if you want to set up a time to get some ideas, just to kind of talk about some of these worries, some of these concerns, it's super easy. You just text the word visit. We'll send you a link to set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman. All you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more from Eric.
Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step, get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. We want to get to your questions in this part of our show. So we're going to get some insights from Eric on your retirement concerns. And then later on, we're going to keep Eric on his toes and do a little lightning round of think fast questions for him to get to know him a little better. Here's our first question. What could be the impact on my pension if I decide to retire early?
Well, it's obviously going to be lower. I mean, it's nice that you have a pension. It's pretty rare. So it's always going to be a lower earnings depending on the factor, which means less cost of living. But, you know, you get to retire early, right, and enjoy life. So as long as you can afford it and have it, you know, go through your income plan, I think it makes sense. But, yeah, you definitely want to do some analysis before that. And especially medical costs can be a huge one if you're, you know, way before 65. So, yeah, definitely have a plan before you jump into that one.
Exactly. Don't just do it on your own. Yeah. Okay. Another question here. How might my healthcare costs affect my retirement savings?
Well, of course, healthcare gets more and more expensive as you get older. Not necessarily the premiums. I mean, Medicare is not bad pricing wise. It's usually all in maybe $400 a month each, but it doesn't cover really any dental. There's a lot of copays and depending on your plan. And then obviously it depends on how many issues you have as you get older, right? So that's one of those ones where you do want to have it budgeted in. It's something that you may not be spending much on today. So maybe it wasn't in your budget, but mm-hmm. you definitely need to add it because it will be an effect. I mean, especially I've had a lot of clients that had five-figure dental bills. And yeah, that's a pretty big cost. Yeah. I've had some where you could have bought a decent used car for what they put in their mouth. So,
yeah. Weren't you the one that said some lady said she wanted to smile?
At her funeral. Because she had $28,000 of dental work in her mouth. So,
oh my word. Yeah. Okay. Another question for you. How do I calculate for inflation when trying to figure out if I've saved enough?
Well, inflation's going to always be there. It's going to always be ebbing and flowing and such. So, yeah, all your numbers have to be inflating with inflation. I mean, historically, it's still typically around 3. So run the numbers at that and make sure that, you know, if you're going to retire on $5,000 today, it's not going to be still $5,000 in, you know, 10 or 15 years. It's got to be more money. So you need to be withdrawing more as time goes on, or else, yeah, you're going to be buying less and less and less, and it's going to be a worse and worse lifestyle as you get older, which is not what you want to have happen.
No, we don't. And that's why it's really important to get this figured out. You know, go see someone like Eric to figure out if you've saved enough, because you guys can do that calculator, and you can set up scenarios, different scenarios, to see if someone's money will last, right?
Yep. No, definitely. So yeah, once we go through that income plan, you know, we take into effect everything. We take into effect your, you know, your taxes on the various types of accounts, right? If it's Roth, 401k, IRA, regular money, you know, all those kind of issues, you know, run that out with inflation. So have all those costs increasing, and then see if, does that money last, and does it last to 75 or 95? You know, 95 is usually you're pretty okay. 75, you might want to work a little longer, right? So.
Okay, another question here that retirees have. When might be the right time to start planning for retirement?
Yeah, it's a slightly loaded question, right? I mean, hopefully even my sons in their 20s are putting money into retirement accounts. Now, do you count that as planning for retirement? I mean, it's funding for retirement.
Yeah.
But I mean, in terms of, you know, am I on track? Am I getting close? I would probably say at least your late 40s is when you might want to kind of have a check-in and do one of those online things that they're out there. But definitely once you hit your 50s, you know, that's when you're in that retirement critical zone where you really need to be paying attention. And, you know, if you're 5 to 10 years out, oh yeah, you definitely need to be having a full plan just to make sure you are on pace. And sometimes people also want to retire earlier or try to, you know, at least not work as hard, maybe work part-time or something like that. And so if that's the goal, then you might even need to do it a little sooner if you're trying to do that, right? So kind of depends on your situation, what you're shooting for. But yeah, I would definitely say it has to be by the time you hit 50, 55 for sure. If not, maybe even a little bit sooner than that. So, I mean, that's one of the things that we do when we sit down with people is we go through the five areas. We go through first and foremost, the top three, which would be creating the income plan, because without income, you can't have a retirement, right? You're just unemployed. But
right.
So you need to have money coming in the door. And then how are those investments now invested to give you income? So you have to also be starting to switch how you're investing, you know, in your 50s and 60s to get that all lined up in time for that retirement. And then, of course, taxes are always going to be there. So how are we going to minimize that over your lifetime, not just 1 year? So lifetime lowering of your taxes is a critical thing there. Like we said already, healthcare is a big one. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? Is it the people you like, or is it courts and attorney fees? You know, so we want to make sure it goes to the people you actually like a lot more. And so having that all planned out, and you know, those are the five areas you got to. Everybody has a plan for it, even if they haven't written it down. And sometimes it's dictated by the government if you don't write it down. So yeah, we want one that you actually decided, you picked, right? And so yeah, that's what we do when we do that blueprint to worry less wealth. So the first time we just have a, you know, 15 to 30 minute phone call, just find out what your worries, what your concerns are. And then we'll actually take you through that blueprint. We'll actually show you where you're headed and show you, you know, are you on track or not? And, you know, again, there's no right or wrong answer there. It's just going to give you the information that you need to know. And then at that point, that's when you can talk to us about, you know, do you want to work with us? Do you want to take us up on some of the suggestions we're making? So again, there's no obligation, no cost. It's a great way to find out where you're at and find out how do I get even more on track. So, you know, if you want to set up that time, easiest way to do that is just text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text word visit 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And please keep in mind, all of this is complimentary. This is what Eric does, and he's trying to guide you and help you with your retirement. So take him up on that. And thank you for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. All right, now we're going to get into our lightning round, okay? And this is kind of a way for us to get to know you, Eric, a little bit better, okay? So I'm going to give you about 2 minutes, and I want you to answer as many of these things as you can, just really quick, okay? And then we'll go back and maybe talk about some of them, all right?
All right.
Here we go. First question, what's on your bucket list?
Well, I still have to keep riding 50 miles in as many countries as I can. And Ireland would be a good one to do next.
Ooh, okay. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Probably people not saying what's on their mind.
Ah, okay. Favorite comfort food?
Let's see. I guess we'll go pizza.
Favorite athlete of all time?
That's a tougher one. Yeah, I don't know. I guess Phelps, maybe.
Who?
Michael Phelps.
Oh, Phelps, yeah. The swimmer. Yeah, okay. Favorite book?
I guess I can't say Worry Less Wealth. No,
just kidding. You could.
But, no. No, probably, well, let's see. I used to read a lot of Kurt Vonnegut books when I was a kid, so like Catch 22 and stuff. So.
Okay. Movie that you will watch over and over again?
Well, any of the teenage John Hughes movies, those are the critical ones, you know, okay. Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah. Describe your morning routine.
Well, I always work out for 10 or 15 minutes first, then read for 10 or 15 minutes while I eat some food and then do the rest. So, yep.
Okay. Holiday you look forward most to?
That's a fun one. I don't know. I guess Christmas when the kids were younger, but now they're older, not quite the same.
Okay. and then earliest financial lesson?
Learning to save up and buy stuff. So I used to do a lot of that. So, save up my money and go get whatever thing I wanted.
Yours was, okay. So wouldn't you buy records? Wasn't that your deal when you were
little? Yeah. I used to. Well, not that little, but teenager. But when I was 14, I had a checking account when I was 14, so I could write checks to Columbia, music to get all those albums and use their deal to keep getting the 12 albums for a penny and then cancel and redo it. So,
you're always good about money even back then, you know. So, Eric, how can people get more information on coming to you for some guidance?
Yeah, well, the easiest thing is we've got this great toolbox with lots of great downloads so you can read a copy of my book and even a link to set up a time to talk. So all you got to do is text the word toolbox, all one word, toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we are not done yet. Still more to come from Eric. Stick around for the rest of our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, we're so glad to have you along with us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And we have come to the time in our show now when Eric gives us a wealth success story. And this is always a really good example of what some retiree or retirees have done, where it's worked out the best for them. So that's why we call it a wealth success story. So Eric, we're always in for some good news. What do you have for us?
Yeah, Luann. So this is about client Mark and Linda. And there's somebody actually that I worked with for quite some time. And he'd originally been in high tech, but then wanted to, I guess, follow his passion or what he really cared about. And he, took a job as managing a church, being the business manager. And obviously not Yeah. No stock options. Yeah. Right. No other high end stuff. But, and then she mostly worked as volunteer coordinator, other things, but didn't make, you know, tons of money. So they're not the typical Silicon Valley type people, but they just kept saving, kept putting money away. And, you know, they have two daughters and one had a set of grandkids, and as so many people do, you know, they go, where do I want to be? Someplace where I don't have my grandkids, or someplace near my grandkids. And they pick the grandkids. Mm-hmm. I would say probably at least a quarter, maybe even a third of my clients end up moving to where the grandkids are. Mm-hmm. And I would say none of them planned that when they were working. So, huh. You know, it's one of those things that you don't even think about ahead of time, really. Cause you know, you may have not even had grandkids, and your kids may not even been married. Right.
Right.
Doing some of these plannings stuff. So, yeah. And they were in Pennsylvania. So they ended up, you know, selling the house here. And they very wisely first rented it over there, you know, which is, I always recommend first for people to do, just because of then you get kind of a feel for the area. Mm-hmm. You get to know, you know, where you want to be and where traffic is, all those fun little things. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they bought a house and paid a little bit more than they planned, but we figured it out. We were able to, you know, get enough out of their accounts and stuff. And, you know, now they've got a paid off nice big house that they've always wanted. They've finally got it all furnished because they pretty much gave away all their furniture and didn't move hardly anything, which most people do today also. Huh. And, you know, and so now they're, you know, all set. And since they don't have that mortgage, since they don't have that cost anymore, and those extra proceeds from the house sale from here, you know, not only paid off that house over there, but, you know, gave them a little bit of extra spending money. And yeah, now we're able to, you know, have them get by, but they didn't have tons of money. They weren't, you know, uber, you know, rich or, you know, anything by any standards, but yeah, they're living the life that they really wanted to. And now they're with their grandkids and well, their daughter too, I guess.
Yeah. But,
you know, should probably include her.
Yeah. We always kind of substitute and go to the grandkids first.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And, you know, so that's the nice thing. So, you know, the main reason I wanted to point that out is you don't have to necessarily have tons of money. You can always figure out a way to do it. It just takes some planning. And we planned this out a couple of years ahead and, you know, figured out when they wanted to retire, when they're going to stop doing their jobs. They did it right, of course, at Medicare age. So that way they could, you know, get that insurance and all that. So, you know, and it's worked out really well for them. So again, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Yeah, this has been Eric Heckman with Wealth Creator Radio. You can listen to us next week, or you can listen anytime where you find podcasts. Just look for Wealth Creator Radio. And again, the number to call, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.